KSRN News. I'm John Scott. A spokesperson says parts of Fort Stewart in Georgia have been locked down after an active shooter was reported on the Army post. Four people in unknown condition taken to the hospital. One suspect has been identified by law enforcement. All personnel in the lockdown area at Fort Stewart urged to stay inside, close and lock all windows and doors. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to announce further military action and possible plans for Israel to fully reoccupy Gaza. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says Israel has been wrongly accused if it carries out military action against Hamas in Gaza.
You had the lies spread by Hamas and its willing dupes and apologists and sympathizers in Europe and the United States that Israel was guilty for starving poor children in Gaza, when in reality it's Hamas. It's always used food as a weapon.
Cotton interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn entering the race for Tennessee governor.
Blackburn is a Trump ally who has spent more than two decades in the House and Senate. Her entry into the 2026 Tennessee governor's race sets up a primary showdown with another Trump supporter, GOP Congressman John Rose. Both Republicans are vying to succeed Governor Bill Lee, who faces a term limit after 8 years in office. In an opening campaign ad, Blackburn ties herself closely to Donald Trump's agenda. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dozens of Democrat state lawmakers in Texas scattering across the country in a last-ditch effort to prevent Republicans from adopting U.S. House maps. The Republican-controlled state house in Austin failed to reach a necessary quorum to vote on a district map both Monday and Tuesday. This is SRN News. A pastor is arrested in Nicaragua.
Clergymen have been criticizing President Daniel Ortega's violent suppression of protests in the country, and the government has responded by locking the clerics up. The latest victim is Pastor Rudy Vargas, founder of the La Roca de Nicaragua Church Association. He's been arrested along with several members of his family, including two of his sisters. Nicaragua's assault on religious freedom is beginning to attract international attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration weighing what to do with contraceptives stockpiled in Europe. The supplies stored in U.S.-funded warehouses in Belgium include adiabort efficient drugs, contraceptive implants, and IUDs. Belgium officials say they have been talking with U.S. diplomats on the matter. They're trying to spare the supplies from destruction, including possibly moving them out of the warehouse. This is SRN News. A deadly plane crash. Correspondent Mike Kempen.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a CSI aviation company plane left Albuquerque, New Mexico, and crashed near the airport in Chinle, about 300 miles northeast of Phoenix. Two pilots and two healthcare providers died. The crew was planning to pick up a patient from the Federal Indian Health Service Hospital in Chinle. Navajo Nation says the cause of the crash hasn't been determined. The National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are investigating. I'm Mike Kempen.
Beachgoers have been getting an unexpected shock this summer as jellyfish numbers bloom along the Delaware coast. Beach officials say they are seeing the most jellyfish activity and stings in recent memory. Lewes Beach had over four times as many stings in July compared to the same month just last year. More details at srnnews.com.